Article title, What is something that you know slash realize that you wish more people did? Content, it's a widespread fallacy that time flows from the past to the present to the future. Nothing is further from the truth than that. Time does not flow anywhere. It stays at one point, all the time, and we barely notice. The present is the only moment where time exists. Every moment you once lived was in the now. But if only the present exists, what's with the past and the future? The past is a story we tell ourselves to explain our present, and most of the time, that's where our traumas, fears, and anxiety stem from. And the past is subjective. How you judged your past is likely not the reality. What you believe to be true about your past is likely not the truth. You've judged your past based on how you felt at that moment, and nothing removes you further from the truth. When you are in a state of fear, you will only see fear. It's like a projector that can only see itself. When you are in a state of anxiety, you will only see more anxiety. And when you are tired, or woke up wrong, or someone said anything bad to you, or you missed your train, all these simple things will scatter your perception and create negative subjective experiences. The past is generally a tape we watch to learn, overanalyze, and to explain our present. And in the moment you think of your past, something incredible happens by remembering your present. It exists in the present, of course, because your act of remembering happens in the one and only existing time, which is called the present. When we think of an event from the past, we feel it, we see it, and we hear it. It's like we're living in it like a soft dream. But many of our memories are false. Link to, #F1, link text, 1, link end. Much like the way our brains are continually forming new connections, our memory is always changing. It is non-reliable. This has ranged from participants recalling the link to https://catalogofbiz.org/biases/recallbias/ link text, wrong details of an event, link end, to remembering, link to https://staff.washington.edu/alofis/articles/cm.hdm, link text, entirely non-existent incidents, link end. Lirianisk, BSc Psychological and Behavioral Science 2. We subconsciously change our view on the past all the time. As we learn in life, our memories change as well. A previously bad experience may turn out as a good one, and this truth will prove the following, which sounds like an obvious paradox. Your present determines your past. From a historic standpoint, the past determines the present. Yes. On the mind level, the spiritual level, the logical level, the present determines the past. Oh, and here's another banger. When we think of the future, we only dream of our aspirations. We dream about a certain event in another point in time that hasn't happened yet. They're nothing more than imaginations of a later present moment we want or don't want to experience. So let me get the value of this lesson out here. Learning this gave me an edge in life. I can surrender to the present moment so much easier. It has allowed me to live in the moment and enjoy the state of no mind, a state in which one has no urge to think. Sit down somewhere, focus on something, preferably pleasing. Let your eyes and ears take over. Only that exists what you see. Let your thoughts come up and sway if they want. Feel your happiness arise. Smile, stand up. Boof, enjoy the moment. This is meditation, and suddenly I can do it much easier, and I can understand the hype about it. Wish you the best. Footnotes. Link to https://blogs.scientificamerican.com/mindguessblog/thememoryillusion/. Link text, 1, the memory illusion. Link end. Link to https://blogs.lse.ac.uk/psychologists/2021/02/24/the-fault-in-our-memories/. Link text, 2, the fault in our memories. Link end.